Welcome to the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast. I'm Stephanie Laska, best-selling author and creator of Dirty Lazy Keto.
And I'm Tamara Snezik, professor of sociology. We believe there are many paths, often unconventional, to achieve your goals. But we get stuck thinking we have to follow experts and fixed set of rules.
Well, as the leader of the Dirty Lazy Keto Facebook support group with over 200,000 members, I see people are hungry for a fresh approach, not just for weight loss, but to help live their very best life. Season 2 of the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast will provide lifestyle advice, lots of fun support, and practical tips to help you at home. Because you know what? You don't have to be perfect to be successful. Join us. Tamara, I was at the airport traveling to New York City, and I was checking my phone, of course, and I saw an alert that when I was going to be on the Today Show, The other guests would include Tom Hanks and Oprah Winfrey.
Oh my gosh, did you just die or what?
I almost laid down in the middle of the airport, like on the floor in the hallway outside of Chick-fil-A. I almost laid down on the floor. I was like, Oprah?
I know.
Oprah!
I can't think of anyone bigger. Like, who's
the bigger star? Well, Tom Hanks is pretty good. Oprah! Oh, it was like she heard our podcast. She was like, I'm going to go to the Today Show because Stephanie might be there.
I think that's what she said.
You think that's it? Okay, I just have to say that wasn't... Okay, seriously, I was so scared when I heard that. My stomach dropped to the floor. I thought I was going to pass out. I thought I was going to throw up. I started getting a headache, and I wanted to cry and go home.
I mean, because just going on the Today Show is crazy scary enough.
That was pretty scary.
Yeah.
But to hear Oprah would be there, I mean, I know I was just joking right now, but it made me sick. Like, I physically wanted to just go home.
I don't know how you did it. Like, I would be so scared. I don't know if I could bring my, you know what I'm saying?
It was awful. Well, have you ever been that scared?
I'm sure I have. I mean, I've not.
What are you afraid of?
Well, I definitely not gone on national TV because I would be a wreck also. I have lots of fears, weirdly. One of them, I'm afraid of heights.
Oh.
You didn't know this one either. I am a little claustrophobic, too. I don't know if you know that.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're in an elevator with me, I'm pretty okay. But if, like, something goes wrong and it stops, I kind of freak out.
Watch out. Well, so, did that ever make you, like, go into a real panic?
Yes. It stops me from doing things.
Oh.
Like, my sister actually wants to take my dad on a hot air balloon ride, and she wanted me to go with her, and I was like, no.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and roller coasters, my kids love that.
Uh-huh.
I'll do those, but I am... white as a ghost. My legs are literally shaking while I'm in line. Like, it's a big deal for me. I don't like airplane rides.
Uh-huh.
Really, really scare me.
Well, this is a big topic, and this is why we're going to explore it.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like the most important thing I heard you say, and, you know, both of us really, is that when we're trying to be brave and try new things, it doesn't necessarily mean you're fearless, because being brave is the ability to move on and do those things despite being afraid.
Exactly.
You know, as we move toward achieving our goals, of course we're going to come across situations like this that terrify us, right?
Yes, all the time, actually.
But instead of letting the fear paralyze us, you know, we want to help our listeners and ourselves really to push through.
Yeah, because it seems like you think of bravery as just you are brave. Like, certain people just inherently are brave. But actually, I think we're arguing that no, it's something you can talk yourself into.
Yes.
Something you can use strategies to help push yourself through it. And I think most people aren't just naturally brave.
No. I think it's you just overcoming it. Yeah. It's like fighting through. That's what makes you brave. The fear is totally normal.
Yeah. It's the fighting.
I didn't realize that.
No, because you see people like okay, going on TV or going in a hot air balloon, and they look like it doesn't bother them. They look like they don't care. But actually, there is a ton of fear.
There is so much fear.
Yeah.
And it can be like starting a new diet, starting a new job.
Yes. Public speaking.
A lot of, you know, there's a ton of applications here. Well, in today's podcast, Let's get into it.
Yeah. We're going to explore 8 dirty lazy girl strategies you can try at home to help you overcome your fears. Our goal is to help you bravely take risk that will help you achieve your dreams. But first, let's take a quick break, Stephanie.
Well, today's break is brought to you because I think a lot of people are starting a new weight loss routine. It's January when you might be listening. And I get it. It's very scary to try new things. I went through that myself. I continue to fight fears every day. I get it. So let me help you get started. My new book, it will help teach you how to make 100 affordable, easy recipes that are all 10 net carbs or less per serving. And it's called The Dirty Lazy Keto Cookbook, Bend the Rules to Lose the Weight. Available at stores everywhere or through my website, dirtylazyketo.com/books.
Awesome. So let's dive in with these 8 dirty lazy girl strategies to help you manage your fears. Now remember, manage fears. It doesn't mean we're going to make them disappear.
That one cracks me up because I honestly didn't anticipate that.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I shouldn't be scared. Like if you're meant to do something, you shouldn't be scared.
No.
But that's not it at all.
No.
You're supposed to be scared.
Yeah. And and the fear stays with you even while you're doing it. I mean, it's more before.
Right.
But even while you're doing it. I think fear is actually useful.
Right.
Right. It keeps you on your toes. It keeps you alert. It makes you prepare.
For sure. Otherwise, you would just jump into stuff blindly and not really consider it.
No. So there's a good reason for it. But yeah, the goal is not to make it go away.
No. Nothing ever goes away in life.
I know.
Sadly, you have to feel the feeling. But Tamara, I know the first strategy we talked about is to really dig deep and figure out what it is you're afraid of.
Do we have to?
See, that's funny that you avoid this one, because for me, this one was probably the most helpful strategy.
Really? Okay, well, tell me how it worked for you.
Well, when I was thinking about the Today Show stuff, I was obviously terrified, but I kept trying to really ask myself, what am I afraid of?
Yeah.
Am I afraid of being on TV? Not really, because there's a bunch of cameras and makeup people. They make you look good, so I wasn't afraid of that. Mm-hmm. But I was like, am I afraid of the unknown? Not really, because I got to go and practice and see what it looks like. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, well, am I afraid of judgment from others? Oh, that's it.
Is that it?
I'm like, what if people disagree with Dirty Lazy Keto?
Yeah.
That's what I was afraid of. And I'm like, a lot of people probably will.
Yeah.
Because it may not be their belief system. But that's what I was worried about is I wanted to like represent the brand. I wanted to represent the lifestyle. Yeah. And I didn't want anyone to judge us, like, that we're bad people.
Yeah.
But I can't control that.
You can't. And it's scarier because there are millions of others judging.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for that. Thank you for not telling me that ahead of time, Tamara.
I did not say that to you ahead of time.
Well, I really wanted to make, like, our listeners proud. And I wanted them to say, yes, she's representing us. Yeah. She's up there saying we eat vegetables, we eat healthy. But we may also want a beer once in a while or use canned chicken or something. I didn't want judgment, but I can't control that. I don't know.
You can't.
No.
You can't. And maybe once you recognize that that's what you're, if you're really afraid deep down, if that's the real issue is being judged and judged negatively. Okay. Well, what do you do with that information?
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying it helped me to know what it was I was really afraid of.
Yeah. Because I think you can say to yourself, and you kind of said this just before, was that you can't control what everyone thinks. And of course, some people are going to disagree.
Yeah.
That's like, it would be abnormal if they didn't.
Well, what about you? If you're going like on an airplane, what is it you're really afraid of?
Yeah. I mean, I'm afraid of dying.
That's a good consequence. That's a normal fear.
Yes. And so you're right. And recognizing that, hey, this isn't crazy to not want to crash and die.
Yeah. But isn't it helpful, though, to know that? Because you could actually research statistics.
Right.
You could look at the plane. You could get a quality airline.
You're right. I could.
It could help you manage your fear knowing what it is you're actually afraid of. Like sit in the safer part of the plane or...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Even tell, which I've done in the past, is tell the person I'm with, I'm really afraid right now of dying.
Of dying. I'm afraid of dying.
Well, and then they know how to reassure me.
Well, that's our step number two, which is feel the fear.
Oh, that's hard.
And you just said that.
Yeah.
You just said, I say it out loud.
Yeah.
I tell my seat partner.
Yeah.
God help them. Sit next to you.
I'm white knuckles and they're like, oh, poor thing.
But well, why is it helpful to feel the fear?
Because if you ignore it, I think it just deepens it, right? Mm-hmm. By pushing it down and pretending you're not afraid or that it's not overwhelming. Doesn't it take the sting out of it once you, I think.
I don't know.
It takes the power of it away when you say it out loud.
I kept thinking, with the Today Show specifically, yeah. I kept thinking your advice, like, feel the fear, Stephanie. And I'm like, damn it, Tamara, it's not working.
Yeah, I don't like,
Well, I was feeling it and it didn't do anything. I'm like, why is, it didn't go away, but what it did for me was it stopped it from manifesting itself in different ways.
Yes.
For me, that's what it did.
Yeah.
So that way I didn't get that skin rash that I get, like I get eczema or diarrhea or passing out on the floor. So those things didn't happen because I felt the fear.
Yes.
Does and that make sense?
Yes. And feel it, the hard part about this is feeling the fear is uncomfortable.
It's terrible.
Right. Because you're like, why is Tamara telling me to do this? Because I feel scared. It's that, I don't know how you describe that feeling, but to me, it feels very shaky inside.
And it's
my
awful.
My stomach is in knots.
My wrists start to ache.
Yeah.
Which I know. It's like physically, it feels like I'm holding 100-pound weights in my arms.
That's weird.
Well, it's totally awkward.
When I'm afraid
of
heights, my feet and legs hurt.
See? Physical manifestation of fear.
Yeah, because I'm imagining hitting the ground first.
Oh, well, that's bad.
I know. That's just terrible. But like you said.
That's bad.
You know, to say, okay, here, you know, this is a real feeling. I'm not denying it. Yeah, it is counterintuitive, though.
But telling yourself, that's what, I mean, Tamara, I asked you to do this podcast with me. We wrote out our notes beforehand because I needed help.
Yeah.
I was following this advice, reading it, because I needed I needed the advice. Yeah. And one thing that helped me, and I repeated this to myself, this kind of goes with feeling the fear, is that telling myself fear is a feeling in your mind.
Yes.
It won't hurt you.
No.
It won't.
That's
it's a feeling.
And to tell yourself.
I had to tell myself that,
You feel it. Even physically, but it's really a mental state.
It is a mental state.
Yeah.
So I would just say that over and over. This is a mental state.
And it's a normal mental state.
It's a normal
I mean, who wouldn't be terrified to go on TV or who wouldn't be terrified?
Or a hot air balloon.
Oh, my God.
Who does that? That's ridiculous.
Crazy people.
Well, you know, you're not alone with your fear. That's number three.
Yeah.
I think it's very common to have fear of public speaking, of going of heights, of being in deep water, of spiders.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a pretty common list
and
of fears.
Good, right? We should be afraid of spiders.
Well, a lot of people feel that way. You're not yourself. You know, you're not by yourself and feeling that.
No, and I think this is another thing that takes the sting out of the fear a little bit. Again, it won't take away the fear, but it takes the power. Because if you feel like you're the only crazy one who has this overwhelming, you know, fear.
Yeah.
To know that you're not alone, like
it makes it so much better.
It makes it so much better.
So much better.
Yeah. And you'll realize you're not alone if you say it out loud.
I think that's, you know, it's just popping in my head, but we have so many people that are starting like the new Dirty Lazy Keto right now. But and then when they join the Facebook, it takes our Facebook group, it takes some of that fear away because they know they're not alone.
Yeah, and people are going through the exact same thing.
Yeah. And so that's good.
You can also find
You need like a hot air balloon club to join.
No, thanks. Well, you can find a role model, too, like someone who's maybe had the same fear and overcame it.
Yeah.
If you can find that person, that's super helpful also.
Don't you love that movie about the prime minister? What was that one called? With the stuttering?
Oh, King's Speech.
That was a really good one.
That was a really excellent.
Yeah. So it could be public speaking or stuttering. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's helpful.
And to know that other people have issues with speech impediments.
Mm-hmm.
And to connect with them is, it's awesome. Yeah.
Another piece of advice, Tamara, this one you gave to me, which was helpful. Okay. As you said to me, Stephanie, play out your fear. What if it comes true? You're all, I'm so smart. You are. I always listen to Tamara. I write down what she says.
But you
She's very smart.
Yeah.
And but you said to me, what if it comes true?
Yeah.
And I always play out the worst case scenario. Yeah. But what, do you remember what you said to me?
Yes. This was in our previous podcast.
Yeah, it's a good advice.
And they said, but also as an exercise, play out the best case scenario.
Ah. Yeah.
Because, you know, that plane ride leads to really wonderful adventures.
Like you, I didn't know you were afraid of heights and flying, and here you are wanting to go to London.
And that's a challenge for me.
See, that I'm so impressed with you.
I might be why I was resistant. Part of the resistance.
Think?
Because that's a freaking 12-hour flight.
I know. I'm so impressed with you.
Yeah, thank you.
So this is quite brave that you're strategically making a decision to face a fear.
Yeah.
Knowing and the travel will have the benefits that you're hoping for.
And I don't want to dwell on the worst case scenario because that's really like frightening. But like you said, you know, flip it and say, okay, if I make it through this, you know.
Uh-huh.
And it helps to reassure myself that, you know, millions and millions of plane flights go to your, you know, cross the ocean every single day fine.
And then they have these amazing vacations.
Yeah. And they're actually, I've been told, safer than car, driving in a car.
I've heard that. Yeah. Maybe not hot airplanes.
No.
It's and true.
That's kind of part of the next one, which is to put fear in perspective.
There it is.
Right?
That's my big star.
Yeah. So what does it mean to put your fear in perspective?
For me, it means reminding myself again of that motivation.
Yeah.
My motivation, I've said this before on the podcast, for my New Year's resolution, is to help as many people as possible with facing issues related to obesity.
Yeah.
And for me, that means taking a louder voice and putting myself out there, you know, either on the podcast or in a book or on TV.
Yeah.
I gotta do this. And yes, there's going to be judgment and yes, criticism.
Yeah.
But there are also going to be a lot of people who write me letters saying I made a difference in their life.
Yeah. And that's a great reason to face your fears. You know what I mean? It makes it worth it.
Absolutely.
Same with the trip to Europe. Like, I always wanted to do this. I feel like my daughter and I are going to have such great bonding times and such great memories. And the privilege to do something this cool that a lot of people don't get to do, we get to do it.
To do it.
So I remind myself of that bigger, you know, bigger goal. Like, okay, I'll be afraid for a little bit, but I'll get over it. And we'll be great. It's
all
fun.
I like how you're all convincing yourself.
Right? You see, I'm
She's
doing
like,
this.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
This podcast is going to like help me.
It does change your life.
Yeah, it does.
It does. The Dirty Lazy Girl podcast is life changing.
It has been for me.
Me too.
That's for sure.
I'm telling you. That's why we do it.
It's cheaper than therapy.
It's free. Yeah. Just tune in on Apple.
Our next strategy is to use confidence to squash fear.
Okay.
Okay, well, you can't just be confident. So how do you
you really
give yourself
have
confidence?
To practice.
Yeah.
And I kept cooking my recipes, Tamara, for the cooking segment over and over again.
Yeah.
And then I watched videos of me cooking the recipes and I read the recipes over and over again.
Yeah.
Repetition, visualization.
Yeah. Practice is huge.
Right.
Yeah. Over-prepare. Over-prepare so that I remember, and this is so obvious. I remember we were about to give a paper at a conference, and I had a colleague who's with me, and I'm like, I want to practice.
Oh, I remember you told me this.
Yeah.
And they were like, no.
They were like, no, I'm too nervous. And I'm like,
what?
Girl, this will help you to not be nervous. Like, I had to like drag her kicking and screaming to practice. And so we practiced and ran through it. Afterwards, she's like, oh my God, I'm so glad you made me practice. I feel so much better.
So much better.
Yeah. I think she just didn't want to deal with it. It's that avoidance thing, which we all do. And I don't blame her because we all do. But don't avoid practicing, mentally running through. Like, great athletes do that.
You
bet. They visualize their races over and over again before they actually race.
Well, don't laugh, but before some of the marathons I've done, I've actually gotten in the car with the kids and drove 26.2 miles. I drove the whole course.
A lot of people do that.
And my kids are like, this is boring. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be out here tomorrow for 6 hours running, and I want to visualize the end.
Yes.
So for me, it's super helpful.
Yeah, and then you don't take a wrong turn, and you're not surprised by, like, ooh, there's a segment with a bunch of sidewalk or another segment with dirt or, you know.
Just knowing what's going to happen.
It's super, super helpful.
It's a big help.
So repetition, visualization, practice, those all are really what build up your confidence.
Yep. Something else I do, this is just like a mantra, I call it. I don't know if anyone else does this, but for me it's helpful, is when I'm nervous, I start repeating phrases to myself that are calming. I don't, I might be the only one.
No, I do that.
Okay. So I wrote down a bunch of mine.
What are yours? And I'll tell you.
I know, right? They're a little embarrassing. but some of them, maybe not. I don't know. I say to myself, I've done this before.
Yes.
I've done this. I've done this.
Yeah. That's before. I do a lot of public speaking on a smaller scale. And I still get really scared sometimes.
So what do you say to yourself?
Same thing. Tamara, you've done this before.
And I say, these are just people.
Yes.
I do that one a lot.
Mine is, you won't die. You won't die.
You're really into the death. Okay,
maybe on a hot air balloon I might. No, but like public speaking.
Yeah.
This won't kill me. The worst that can happen is I stumble over some words or forget what I'm saying. So what?
So what? You actually told me that, Tamara, I was worried about messing up one of the recipes because I had to make three recipes on the Today Show. And it was complicated. There was like 100 bowls of food on the table.
I know.
And I was so panicked that I would mess up and say the wrong name of cheese or the wrong degrees.
Yeah.
And you said, Stephanie, so what if you mess up?
Yeah, so what?
So what? People might laugh and think you're human.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's helpful.
And you can make it into a joke like, oh, if you mess it up, see how easy it is to fix.
You know
what I mean? It just becomes like
it would be okay.
It would totally.
And then furthermore, no one would really know if I messed up because that cookbook hadn't come out yet.
That's a good
one. I could just play it off.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
This is another morbid, more morbid mantra in your spirit of being afraid of death.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel kind of embarrassed saying some of mine, but whatever. No. So one of them I say is, I've been through worse. And then in my brain, I go through all the horrible things in my life that I've been through.
Yes. We've given birth to children.
Oh, I go.
Hello.
I go deep. I go through all the terrible moments in my life that were just awful. And emotionally.
I like that, though.
Do you?
Yeah, because you survived it.
I survived it. And I've got a list.
It's a long list. You know, just have a handy list of those horrible things and to say, I got through it and I'm actually a better person because of it.
It definitely puts it in perspective.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? I'm afraid of this? Well, I already went through, this other thing.
Yeah, so that's even harder.
It's horrible.
And I made it.
And I made it out alive.
You can also look to other people, for inspiration too. Like people who've really overcome crazy difficult things in their life. I mean, even, our favorite person, Oprah, she has a really tough, difficult background,
of
molestation and exploitation and just a horrible, horrible, start in life. And look at her.
That's right.
I mean, it's like, wow, we can just say, look, this little challenge is nothing compared to what other people have gone through.
And I did listen to Oprah's podcast, The Entire Flight to New York.
Oh, was that inspirational?
It was. There's a few that I just love.
And that's kind of, I guess, in the spirit of mantras, is just listening to other people's positive advice. And
because ultimately, I mean, you just have to have faith. You have to believe in something bigger than yourself sometimes.
You know, it's funny. And you don't have to be religious either. Although it sounds religious, right? You have to have faith. But it's just that idea that there's some power or some force or some meaning beyond yourself.
Or a mission.
Yeah. That's guiding you and that's, making this worth it, I guess.
Well, that's what it was for me. I just kept saying, I believe in Dirty Lazy Keto. It has changed my life.
Yeah.
I know it can help other people.
Yeah.
I believe in myself and I can do this.
That's great.
That's what worked.
And that's the same. I mean, another example I can think of is just in a marriage, this is like a little deep, but when marriages get harder, you can always say, I believe in this marriage and I believe in us and that we can overcome these.
I believe in love. I believe in my family.
Yeah.
It
family,
works.
Family, love, whatever it is.
It really
that
does
bigger
work.
Thing is. And that's always what we come back to, I think, in every podcast.
That's true.
Right?
That's why we do it.
The bigger mission.
Bigger mission.
Sometimes we have to remind ourselves it's not just about, this one-time hot air balloon ride, but really just...
These are just little stories to help you think about your life.
Exactly.
So listeners, we are dying to know how you're overcoming your fears. Whether it's something small or big, tell us your story. Send us an email at stephanie@dirtylazyketo.com or on Facebook or Instagram at Dirty Lazy Keto. You can even leave a voicemail at 802-58-KETO-6. That's 802-585-3866. And if you have a business you'd like advertised on the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast, let's talk. Send me an email.
So before we get to our final hacks, Stephanie, let's take a final break.
Okay. Sometimes taking a big risk can have an unexpected reward. I'm just thinking about when I self-published the Dirty Lazy Keto mini guide. It was September of 2018. I had no idea how many people I would help. I was so worried about people judging me, I almost didn't do it. And Tamara encouraged me. I didn't think the opposite could happen, that I would actually help others. So if you need inspiration or help losing weight, check out my newest book, The Dirty Lazy Keto Cookbook, Bend the Rules to Lose the Weight, at dirtylazyketo.com/books or at a store near you.
Okay, Stephanie, let's wrap up by giving our final hacks that you listeners can try at home.
Well, this one you'll have to imagine.
Okay.
When I am deeply afraid, Tamara, when it's serious, like paralyzing fear.
Okay.
I close my eyes and I take myself back to my favorite yoga pose.
Oh.
It's called the tree pose.
Oh, I know that
one. If you want to look
it
up. Yeah. You stick up your hands in the air and you pull one of your legs into your knee.
Yeah.
So you look like a tree.
And it's actually not that hard.
I
can do it. So
hey,
it's not that hard.
I can do it. It must not be that hard.
Yeah.
But anyway, I do that and I take deep breaths and I imagine myself in that position. It helps me channel feelings of strength and calmness.
Oh, wow.
Yoga has really helped tremendously for me over the last few months.
Yeah.
And I will actually tell you that right before I went on the Today Show, I went in the bathroom and I locked myself in there.
Oh,
and I was doing the tree pose.
Good for you. That's so positive.
There's like people knocking on the door. I'm like, I'm doing my tree pose. But you know what? It helped center me and I felt calm. It
wow.
works
That's
for
very
me.
Zen of you. And I think being physical is helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Like whether it's like a pose or maybe a stretch or breathing, something getting your body like in a calm state.
What do you do?
Well, okay. So one thing that can be overwhelming about facing your fears is that you're like, oh, it's so hard. So one strategy, one little hack I have is to just only force yourself to face it for like 10 seconds or 20 seconds and then stop. So this is a little bit like my hack in the last episode about the power hour. This is like your power 10 minutes or whatever. So like, I'd love to swim, but I'm kind of one of my other fears, Stephanie, you're like, this episode's bringing out all my little phobias, but I don't like swimming in water where you can't see, like in deep, you know, ocean or lakes. But for that, this strategy really works. Like, okay, I'll just go in for 20 seconds and then I'm not going to force myself to stay any longer. And then I get right back up into the boat or whatever. So this doesn't work for all things. Like you can't just do 20 seconds of live TV and then stop. But you know, like when it's something that you can control, you can just do a little bit of it and then relax. And then I think you'll realize it's not so bad. And then you're willing to go back for 40 seconds or whatever.
That's a really good tip.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listeners, do you know what's worse than failure? Regret. You only have one life to live, so we want you to get out there and live it. Tamara and I support your path to greatness. Don't let fear stop you. We believe in you. We hope that you try some of these strategies because you can do it.
You can do it.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dirty Lazy Girl Podcast.
And don't forget to visit dirtylazyketo.com where you can join the conversation and gain access to all kinds of free content to help you on your dirty lazy journey.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, consider supporting us by subscribing, rating, and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts.
Be sure to stay tuned for our next Dirty Lazy Girl Podcast where we give you even more tips and support.
You don't have to be perfect to be successful.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.